You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. We begin the weekly roundup with the biggest news from the past 7 days. The sudden demise of ace investor Rakesh Jhunjhunwala on Sunday shocked the India. He was 62. The ace investor was often called the Warren Buffett of India for his long-term investing style. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who had met Rakesh Jhunjhunwala earlier this year, took to Twitter to express the condolences on the death of the ace investor. Rakesh Jhunjhunwala was indomitable, full of life, witty and insightful. He leaves behind an indelible contribution to the financial world. He was also very passionate about India's progress. His passing away is saddening. My condolences to his family and admirers, Om Shanti, the Prime Minister said in his tweet. Jhunjhunwala was born on July 5, 1960, grew up in a Rajasthani household in Bombay, where his father worked as a commissioner of income tax. He graduated from Sydenham College and thereafter enrolled at the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India. Moving on, the RBI on Friday said a research paper favoring gradual privatization of public sector banks is not in its view but that of the authors of the report. The research paper published in the August 2022 issue of RBI Bulletin said the gradual approach to privatization adopted by the government can ensure that a void is not created in fulfilling the social objective of financial inclusion. The article also highlighted that recent mega merger of PSBs has resulted in consolidation of the sector, creating stronger and more robust and competitive banks. In 2020, the government merged 10 nationalized banks into 4 large lenders, thereby bringing down the number of PSBs to 12. United Bank of India and Oriental Bank of Commerce were merged with Punjab National Bank. Syndicate Bank was amalgamated with Canara Bank. Allahabad Bank was amalgamated with Indian Bank, and Andhra Bank and Corporation Bank were consolidated with Union Bank of India. In other development, the central government, in its fortnightly review of windfall gains tax on August 18, cut out the cess on crude oil to ₹13,000 a ton from ₹17,750 per ton earlier. The export duty on aviation turbine fuel ATF has been hiked to ₹2 per litre from nil, while the export duty on diesel has been raised to ₹7 per litre from ₹5 per litre. The changes come into force on August 19, 2022, according to a circular issued by the centre. This is the third revision in the windfall gains tax imposed in July. The move may come as a relief for producers and refiners like ONGC, Reliance and Vedanta. The windfall gains cess is renewed fortnightly, taking into consideration the global crude prices. The Indian government first imposed the windfall gains in July, joining a select league of nations, including that tax supernormal windfall gains accruing to oil companies from soaring energy prices. At the same time of imposing the windfall tax, the government had stated that the main objective behind the levy was to shore up domestic supplies as refiners were preferring to export them to meet the local requirements. However, international oil prices have cooled off since then, eroding profit margins of oil producers and refiners both. Over to the MSME sector, the deadline to submit applications under the Production Linked Incentive PLI scheme for specialty steel has been extended till September 15. According to the Press Trust of India report, the previous deadline to submit the applications was July 31st. The central government has extended the deadline for the fifth time now. The manufacturers originally had to apply for the benefits under the PLI scheme by March 29 this year. The last date was, however, extended to April 30, then to May 31. It further got postponed to June 30 and July 31. A budget of ₹6,322 crore was approved by the government last year under the PLI scheme with an intent to boost the production of specialty steel in the country. And finally, major news from the tech world. Google has announced that it is working on a slew of updates to improve the search results for users. The new update aims to cut down on clickbait and helps users find more authentic and high-quality content in search results. The Mountain View-based giant on Thursday announced that these changes will roll out in 2 updates in the coming week. We know people don't find content helpful if it seems like it was designed to attract clicks rather than inform readers. So starting next week for English users globally, we're rolling out a series of improvements to search to make it easier for people to find helpful content made by and for people, reads the company's blog post. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.